Hi, everybody. Cheryl Atkisson here. Welcome to another edition of the Cheryl Atkisson Podcast. In today's podcast, Dr. Robert Lufkin gives us a look inside his new book, Lies I Taught in Medical School. He blames America's epidemic of chronic health disorders in part on what doctors learn in med school.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Today, our information landscape is marred by propaganda and corruption, much of it influenced by the pharmaceutical government media complex. And there's evidence it's impacting our health in a major way. Since you're listening to this podcast, I know you're an independent thinker, and you're going to love hearing what I've learned about how it works, who's behind it, and what you can do in my new book, Follow the Science: How Big Pharma Misleads, Obscures, and Prevails. You can order from the bookstore of your choice or at HarperCollins or Amazon. Look for Follow the Science by Cheryl Atkisson.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I love this topic, and I think you will too. On Sunday, April 14th, on my TV show Full Measure, we'll be hearing from Dr. Robert Lufkin and his new book, Lies I Taught in Medical School. I love that so many esteemed medical professionals like Dr. Lufkin have reevaluated a lot of things in this environment post-COVID. They're really trying to change and improve the way doctors practice medicine in this country. Clearly, we have a huge problem. We've never spent so much money on healthcare, and yet we're dying earlier. We're becoming sicker and sicker with chronic diseases. And our top public health experts and many of our establishment medical professionals seem to be at an utter loss as to what to do about it, other than throw expensive new drugs to try to treat the problem rather than addressing the root causes. Here's Dr. Lufkin, and I started by asking him where he got the idea for the title of his book, Lies I Taught in Medical School.
Where did you get the title? What does that mean?
It's intentionally provocative. It's almost clickbait, if you will, but it comes from one of the greatest physicians of all time, Sir William Osler, made one of the greatest quotes about medical education when he said one time to a group of medical students on their graduation day to become physicians. He spoke to them and said, "Gentlemen, I have a confession to make. Half of what I've just taught you is wrong. And furthermore, I don't know which half." And that states the nature of medical education and science today, too, that it's constantly evolving, things that are changing. And looking at my life and my medical career, these are some of the things that I taught, the half of the things that I taught were wrong. And sadly, some of my physician colleagues still teach and are wrong. And that's what the book is about.
Before we dig in a little further, can you name a couple of quick hits as to things that you taught that turned out to be wrong?
Yeah, I mean, a simple one, we're in an obesity epidemic, right? People teach that a calorie is just a calorie. If you want to lose weight, just eat fewer calories. I don't believe that's right. In fact, calories depend on the type of macronutrient they are. So a carbohydrate calorie is very different from a fat calorie or a protein calorie. For example, if I eat a bag of potato chips at 500 calories, most of it will go to my fat because it triggers insulin. Whereas if I eat several raw eggs, it will not go to my fat and instead will be used for energy.
You're kind of blowing my mind because I anchored a health show for PBS some years ago. And when we were talking about this with some nutritionists, I asked that question and they said a calorie is a calorie. And I said, are you telling me I'm the same if I eat a bunch of potato chips than if I eat asparagus? And they said, yes, you know, calorie-wise. So I think that's interesting that you're saying that's not the case. Logically, it doesn't seem like it would be the case.
Yeah, and this book was born out of my own personal journey where I came down with four chronic diseases that were completely unsuspected. I was given prescription drugs for them, and I was told to expect a lifetime of these drugs, and that's how it was. So I began to research the areas and develop a new understanding of metabolic health and how lifestyle, in particular nutrition, but other factors as well, can dramatically change these chronic diseases that plague us. And I was able to reverse them all.
I have not read what your diseases are. Let me guess, because I know what's common. Was
sure.
One diabetes?
Yep, prediabetes.
Was one high cholesterol?
It was dyslipidemia, abnormal blood lipids, correct.
And what else did you have?
I had an arthritis, type of arthritis called gout.
And then the fourth thing?
The fourth one was hypertension, which half of adult Americans have.
And just so people, you know, they should read your book for a lot of detail and figure out, you know, what course of action they may want to take for their own health. But what are the things that you did, in short, to reverse the course?
Well, the most dramatic thing was I'm a recovering junk food junkie, so I gave up junk foods. Junk foods are typically high in carbohydrates. They're high in seed oils or industrial oils, which have the name like vegetable oil, but they're really not. They're pro-inflammatory and bad for you. And I also gave up grains. In addition to restricting my diet and those three food groups, I also limited the time that I ate down. For me, it was fairly aggressive. I ate one meal a day. I eat at home when my kids come home for dinner, but it's worth it. I feel great. I don't feel like I'm giving up anything. And because I'm in a metabolic state called ketosis, I'm not hungry all day long because ketosis suppresses the appetite a little bit. My mind is clear. I don't have brain fog like I used to have when I ate a big lunch and that kind of thing.
Fascinating. And your numbers are now what would be called normal in those areas?
Correct. And when I went into my doctors, they couldn't believe it. They wanted me to retake the tests. And basically, I'm off all prescriptions. And I'm, if not cured of the disease, I'm in remission from them. And I have no evidence of the disease.
Can you tell people, I was reading some of your bio, what your background is and what I want them to understand you're not, being a doctor is in itself quite an accomplishment, but you're more than just a doctor. Can you explain some of the specialties and things that you've done?
Yeah, I think it's important to know that I'm not a conspiracy conspiracy person. I believe there are conspiracies, but that's not what drives me. I'm actually part of the medical establishment. I've been teaching in medical schools my whole career. I have the academic rank of professor. I've done all the things and am doing all the things that mainstream medical professors do. I do research. I've written 200 peer-reviewed publications. My lab has received millions of dollars from drug companies and the federal government and equipment manufacturers. And I teach medical students. I've written over 10 textbooks that are in six different languages. So I'm part of the establishment. In a sense, I was part of the problem, too.
Well, because of the things that you talk about now and write about, have you felt any pushback from the medical establishment that you've been part of for so long?
Well, yeah. I mean, intelligent people can agree to disagree. And I have to say, there are intelligent people who disagree with the things that I'm saying. But for me, I know from experience, these are saving my lives because they literally worked on me. And this is the way I read the literature, and I look at it critically as a medical school professor would. I want to see evidence-based medicine. I want to see controlled prospective trials when possible to show causality rather than just correlation, those kinds of things. And the best as I can read the data, this is what I conclude.
So post-COVID, I think a lot more people are interested in looking at maybe where they feel their medical establishment that they've trusted for so long has gone wrong. You are writing about, in your book, how chronic diseases are all linked by common root causes overlooked by our system. Tell me a little about that.
Yeah, the revelation I came to after I had these four diseases. I was told they were four separate diseases, needed four different drugs. And what I realized, and as I began to study them more, is that these four diseases all had a common root cause. It was metabolic abnormalities that could be corrected with lifestyle changes. In fact, there was no prescription or drug that actually reversed these metabolic changes. So if I wanted to get off those prescriptions, I had to change my lifestyle and those metabolic factors. And that was a revelation to me. And I think a lot of people still aren't aware of that.
You also are writing about in the book, you say, how financial incentives, simple human error, and other factors drive the soaring rate of chronic diseases. I think what I've noticed, and I think many people have noticed, is while we focused on a lot of health things in our society, chronic diseases have exploded in commonality or how often they occur and how frequent they are. And yet our top public health experts don't seem to talk about them in those terms. Other than treating them, they don't seem to be getting at root cause and trying to figure out why do so many people have it, other than it just seems to be natural now.
Yeah, we're in an unprecedented revolution in chronic diseases, specifically diseases like obesity. Most adult Americans are, if not obese, they are overweight. There's soaring rates of type 2 diabetes as never before seen in history, increasing rates of cardiovascular disease as well. Hypertension, fully half of adults have hypertension. So these metabolic underpinnings are driving these chronic diseases, in my opinion.
Some people tend to say, yeah, people are fat because they sit around and they don't exercise as much and they play video games. And while I'm sure there's something to that, it seems to me that there's something much more to that based on the types of food we're eating and maybe what's in our food and water. What are you learning about that?
Yeah, you're exactly right. Another myth or another lie that is still taught is that in order to lose weight, exercise more and eat less. Well, you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. In other words, if I eat a cupcake of 500 calories, I'm going to have to run several miles to burn up that energy. So exercise, if anything, creates appetite, creates an urge to eat more. The key, as you pointed out, to losing weight is the types of foods that we eat, specifically the foods that drive insulin. Insulin is a drug that makes us lay down fat, and certain foods drive insulin, certain foods don't. In fact, if I give insulin to anybody, any patient, they will gain weight. And if you withhold insulin from patients, they will lose weight. So you avoid the drugs that drive insulin. The drugs that drive insulin are carbohydrates primarily. When you stop carbohydrates, the insulin goes down and most people will lose weight.
What will people learn by reading your book? We've talked about what topics you cover, but is there practical advice if they're looking to change their lives and their health too?
Yeah, the last chapter of the book, I go through in detail literally what I did, specifically what I ate, when I ate, simple rules about even food order. If you don't change anything else in your diet, but you change the order that you eat the food, put the carbohydrates last and have fat and protein first, you'll slow the absorption of them. So I go through sleep, exercise, stress, and then I also talk about lab testing if they want to get that, or even supplements as well.
When we look at what's taught in medical school today, what's driving the curriculum? If we agree, at least on some level, that maybe medical schools are not keeping up with some of these emphases on looking at root causes and trying to figure out what's behind things rather than just diagnosing and prescribing, what do you think is driving the curriculum and how should it change?
Well, the curriculum, unfortunately, is driven by a lot of vested interests that generate revenue from, let's say, the sales of pharmaceuticals like insulin or metformin, drugs used to treat diabetes. There are also vested interests in companies that benefit from the sale of certain food products like junk foods and carbohydrate-rich foods and unhealthy seed oils. These influence the educational program through various quasi-scientific organizations that contribute to the curriculum. Unfortunately, there are not an equal number of lobbying groups for lifestyle, because lifestyle, you actually save money. If I eat less food or if I fast, I don't spend money. So there's no group really that's as effective as someone that makes money selling insulin to offset a program that will recommend fasting and low carbohydrate diets.
Well, and one more question on that. Are you saying these vested interests maybe form a nonprofit or some kind of advisory group that then lobbies or presents their information to a medical school, or how does it specifically drive the curriculum?
Well, it's even more insidious than that. I think the American Diabetic Association, which is seen as the main scientific diabetic research organization, it's funded by companies like the leading provider of renal dialysis funds that organization. Well, the leading cause of renal failure and dialysis is diabetes. It's also funded by insulin makers. So you see this American Diabetic Association giving dubious food recommendations like to their diabetic patients, like it's okay to have sugar in your meal, just increase your insulin dose to, quote, cover it. I don't agree with those recommendations, and I think those are ultimately not in the best interest of the patient.
I had an acquaintance who was a doctor who went to teach medical school in the Midwest and was very excited because he said, I'm going to get the pharmaceutical influence out of medical school. And after about 2 years, he called me and said, it can't be done. He said the simplest change he tried to make, which had something to do with not allowing pharmaceutical industry to buy lunches for some of the students, he said the heads of the medical school fought that. And he said, I can't even make small changes.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
There are pernicious financial incentives throughout the medical system, from pharmaceutical companies and also from other food companies and device manufacturers that are very difficult to root out. I mean, I happen to believe that, you know, human beings are basically good and nobody wakes up saying I'm going to harm somebody, but at a subconscious level, there are these forces and motivations that, you know, drive people's salaries even, that cause them to behave in a certain way that's not maybe in the best interest of their patients when they think about it.
And then my last question, if people are looking to find a doctor like-minded who will consider things other than just measuring them and prescribing something, how do you find a doctor like that?
It's challenging because this is an evolving field and different people are catching up to it at different times. There are different societies. There's a Society of Metabolic Health Practitioners, which is one society that certifies physicians that are interested in practicing metabolic health. There are also physicians who call themselves functional medicine or integrative medicines. They often have a more comprehensive root cause approach to medicine rather than the conventional medicine. So those are some sources that you could try.
Well, thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to, we could talk a long time. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Just that lifestyle choices are fundamental. And I didn't appreciate it as a physician, as a professor at a medical school. And these are the single most important changes we can make in combating and preventing chronic disease. And the great thing about lifestyle change is that every morning when I wake up, I get to decide for that day the lifestyle I'm going to have, what I'm going to eat, when I'm going to eat, exercise, etc. So it's about taking back power for ourselves.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Introducing Whipped Seafoam Body Butter by Sirenae Cosmetics. Hi, I'm Star, owner of the Lemonade Mermaid. Enriched with the nourishing powers of cocoa butter, mango butter, and shea butter, our body butter whisks you away to a world of deep hydration. Experience the essence of the sea with every application, as this whipped delight leaves your skin refreshed, replenished, and ready to conquer the day. Visit thelemonademermaid.com and make your skin sing with the magic of the sea.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and that if you did, you'll leave a great review, subscribe to it, and share it with all your friends. And be sure and check out my other podcast, Full Measure After Hours. It's never been more important to support independent journalism causes, and you can do that today by visiting CherylAckison.com and clicking on the store tab. There are all kinds of thought-provoking and fun products designed exclusively for independent and free thinkers like you, with slogans on unique products like, I need to find some new conspiracy theories, all my old ones came true. Proceeds benefit independent reporting causes like the Cheryl Ackison Ion Awards, where I've established a cash award in some colleges and also for professionals to try to encourage that terrific, old-fashioned, off-narrative, accurate reporting. And I hope you will pre-order my new book that's coming out in September, Follow the Science, How Big Pharma Misleads, Obscures, and Prevails. I promise you, you will appreciate the information in this book. Some of it will be stunning and upsetting, but there is also a call to action and a lot of helpful information in there too. You can order Follow the Science today from the bookstore of your choice or at HarperCollins or Amazon. Do your own research, make up your own mind, think for yourself. In this age of a highly controlled media landscape, it's never been more important to fight the heavy hand of censorship and support truly independent journalism. Go to CherylAckison.com and click on the store tab for a great way to do that. There are all kinds of fun and functional products designed specifically for independent and free thinkers like you, featuring slogans like, I tested positive for critical thinking, and I need to find some new conspiracy theories, all my old ones came true. Proceeds support independent journalism causes like the Ion Awards for off-narrative, accurate reporting. Go to CherylAckison.com and click the store tab today.